الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him and we repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion and his family members. A continuation with the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam life and ethics. Previously we talked about the village of Aqaba one, and today we're going to talk about the village of Aqaba two. So the first Aqaba village was about moral and ethics. Nothing else. Just the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling the 12 members of that village to go back and to do good, to avoid doing the wrong doings. No more. Nothing more than that. And he sent with them Mus'ab ibn Umayr, who was the first ambassador of Islam from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to al-Madina, which was called Yathrib at the time. And Mus'ab was reciting the Quran and was telling the people there about the Islam, and Islam spread in Medina in every house. In Yathrib, everybody was talking about the Islam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mus'ab had a very unique character, was calm kind of character, was a very convincing person that he led to the leaders of Yathrib to become Muslims too, with his way. And Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and Usayd ibn Hudayr. And when Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and Usayd ibn Hudayr became Muslims, their followers or the people under their command, they became Muslims. So in Medina, almost in every house, Muslims were there, except a few people, and even later, they joined Islam. And the Mus'ab ibn Umayr stayed for almost the whole year to call for Islam in Medina, and he was ready to come back to Mecca to give reports to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to prepare for the next step. And this for the next step was large group of Muslims from Yathrib in Medina came to the Hajj at that time, and they were ready to have some kind of formal pledge to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Muslims in Yathrib was telling each other, how come we are here and we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being harassed in Mecca, in being in danger, and his life was in danger in Mecca. So they were waiting for the moment for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to move to al-Madina. So it was like a preparation for the next step to establish the state of Islam in Yathrib after the migration of the Prophet and his companions. So when the group came to Medina, the group came to Mecca during the Hajj, they were 72 people with two women. And this group was the pioneers of the Muslims in Medina, and most of them, they participated in many of the ghazawat, expedition, military expedition, expedition with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even the two women, which is Nusaybah bint Kaab and Asma'a bint Amr, they were very distinguished women in Islamic history at the beginning. And even they say that Mu'az ibn Jabal is the son of Asma bint Amr. So they came, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam arranged for a meeting with them, would be at night, at the last third of the night, where all the Quraysh disbelievers sleep. And of course, was a very secretly meetings, because if the disbelievers in Mecca knew about that meeting, they were going to find them, they were going to kill them, they were going to get rid of them. So that meeting was very secretly arranged to have that pledge. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his uncle, Hamza, though his uncle was not Muslim at the time, but because of the relationship with the Prophet, he went with them, and Al-Abbas, his name was Al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, he was talking to them about, you are now coming to take our son, about the Prophet, to protect him. Are you ready for that responsibility? We are here protecting him, but if he goes with you, you take that responsibility on protecting the Prophet Muhammad and his companions, and the people from Mathrib, they were waiting for the Prophet to talk. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them that I need your protection as you protect your wives and your children. Can you give me that? And they asked him, what would be the reward for us to do this job? They said, the paradise. Remember previously, when he offered that protection to spread the message of Islam to other tribes, that these tribes was seeking worldly rewards. They were saying that you need to be the leaders or you take over after him. But Prophet Muhammad refused, because he said that Allah will put his will in whom he wants. But the response of the Yathrib from Prophet Muhammad to Yathrib people, that the reward will be Al-Jannah, the paradise. And that was their goal. Because this was after preparation, 1 year with Mus'ab ibn Umayr telling them about the Quran and the instructions of the Quran, and the reciting the Quran for them, and they were ready to accept that. Also, Yathrib was ready for that, because as I mentioned, there was a war between the two tribes, Aus and Khazraj, and the oldest leaders was killed, and the young people were seeking way out of that miserable situation that they're going through. They were waiting for something to get out, to change their catastrophe of killing each other. And that Prophet, they saw in the Prophet Muhammad that's going to bring them together and will lead them to peace. And that's exactly what happened. And also to be with them against the Jews, because the Jews were always threatening them, when the new Prophet comes, we're going to be with him against you. So now the Yathrib group, the was a pioneer, and they were on the side of the Prophet before the Jews. And even the Jews, they disbelieve in the Prophet at all. So when the Yathrib groups were still in the Prophet, now we're going to be with you, and we're going to be there to protect the Muslims and to spread the message of Islam. And after everything would be under your control, now you're going to leave us and go back to Mecca after that, and you will leave us to the Jews. He said, the statement that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, بَلِ الْدَمُ الدَّمُ وَالْهَدْمُ الْهَدْمُ أَنَا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مِنِّي أُحَارِبُ مَنْ حَارَبْتُمْ وَأُسَالِمُ مَنْ سَلَمْتُمْ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was assuring them that the Prophet and the Yathrib group, was called Ansar, you're going to be together, one brotherhood in common. That they're going to, them means that they're going to be standing together, even to the extent that they can spend, they can do fight to the to their last blood, last drop of their blood. And the Al-Hadm al-Hadm, it means that you're going to be together regardless what the consequences. I am from you and you are from me. I will fight whom you fight, and I'm going to have peace whom you're going to have peace with. So this is how the relationship was laid from that meeting at that time. And the when at that time the devil itself, the shaitan, when he noticed that meeting, he declared it. He declared it to the believer, disbelievers of Christ. And he shouted and was telling them about what the gathering of the Muslims. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that. And when the disbelievers heard it, they were starting to move into this group. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them to go back to where they sleep and not to talk about it. You want everything in secretly, because if the disbeliever knows about that meeting, there's already going to be, everything will be messed up for that time. So they went back to the group, and the disbeliever came to the Yathrib group. What we heard? We heard that you have an agreement with Muhammad. So the Muslims group was among other groups that even they were not Muslim coming from Yathrib. And the disbelievers from Yathrib, the people who did not become Muslim yet from Yathrib, they said, we did not do anything. We are here to do Hajj and go back. And the Muslims group was just looking at each other and they don't say anything. So anyway, so the Yathrib group went back, and the disbelievers investigated this incident of if the Yathrib group had this agreement with Muhammad, and it was true that they realized that it happened. Then they start running after the Yathrib group to bring them back and to get rid of them. But it was too late. Most of the Yathrib group went back already to Yathrib, but they captured two people and they brought them back and they tortured them, and until somebody let him free from the disbeliever. This is from that moment the disbelievers in Mecca, they realized that the danger of Muhammad to go out of Mecca and to go to the Yathrib and to fight him, because Yathrib, it's in the way where the trade of the disbelievers go toward the Sham, which is Syria and Jordan and this area of Palestine. And he was going to be in the middle there, who's going to bother them, he's going to make trouble for them along the way. So they realized that it is time for them to prevent that from happening. So, and that for that moment, they start preparing to assassinate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to get their torture to believers, the Muslims, became furiously to prevent them from moving from Mecca, and to also to get rid of the source of the message which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from that moment they started working toward that of preventing anybody to go out from Mecca. Even they put the Muslims in even to an extent they put them in some kind of form of jail, or to just to make sure that they don't leave Mecca. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preparing from that moment to move out from Mecca, and he was given the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was doing that in secretly. Every step was prepared. He did not just depend on Allah and everything is going to be fine for Allah protecting us. Yes, that's number one, but still, when you do something, you have to take the reasons behind it, and that's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing, was keeping everything in secret and was preparing for the Muslims to move out from Mecca without any harm, or to avoid that for them to leave Mecca at night, and was telling them that this is the way not to have any conflict, but still. The Quraysh group with the disbelievers, with when they reach the point that they are not going to prevent this group from migration from Mecca to Medina, you tell them, okay, if you wanted to leave, then you leave just by yourself with nothing, no money, no nothing at all, just your clothes and your body by yourself, and you go. So all the Muslims there in Mecca, they was ready to do that. And even to the extent is one of the companion, his name was Suhaib, Ibn Umayr, and he was from outside, from it's called Suhaib al-Rumi, and he became as a merchant, and he accumulated lots of wealth, and he was ready to go, but they stopped him and told him, you cannot take anything with you. If you want to leave, you leave as you came. You came with nothing, you leave with nothing. Even not the horse that you're riding. You took from him all his money, you took from him all his everything except just the clothes on him and let him go. And they accepted, the Muslims accepted that to migrate and to leave for the sake of keeping their, and he was given that order from Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to go and to seek way out of such treatment of the disbelievers. And of course that was a preparation when the most of the Muslims was migrating to the Yathrib, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will follow them, and the disbelievers was terrified that from that moment that it's going to happen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The migration from Mecca to Medina was the step toward establishing the first state of Islam. And the Prophet Muhammad was preparing the Muslims in Mecca for that step. And also at the same time, was preparing the Muslims in Medina, in Yathrib, for that direction too. So for him, Prophet Muhammad to prepare the migrants from Mecca to go there, he educated them about the deep Islamic rules and regulations that they need to follow, and they need to keep in mind to be like everyone will be like a walking Quran. Everyone will be a role model for whoever will deal with for the new environment that they're going to move to. And in the Quran al-Karim, also was preparing them for that step too. And in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Surah al-Nahl, verse 41 to 43, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا لَنَبُوا أَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And for those people who migrated for the sake of Allah after they were treated badly, the good news for them that's going to be for them in this life and in the hereafter. And in the hereafter will be even more rewarding for them if they know. And these people who kept patient and they depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the previous messengers and the all had this that moving from place to place for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and also another ayah, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا وَصَبَرُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So all the verses of the Quran for that moment was about preparing the Muslims in Mecca to be ready to migrate to Medina. And this verses here was telling them, they're going to have to sacrifice. They're going to have to give up all what they own. They're going to have to leave environment that they grow up to another environment completely different. Because the environment in Medina is different than the environment of Mecca. The conditions, the even everything, even when in the beginning, when the after the believer, the Muslims went to Medina, the most of them, they got sick. Because this is a new environment, they get not used to the even the way that the people live there in Medina. And it was an issue that was that even was bothering many of them until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them to overcome it. So from the, and even the step before moving to Habasha, to Ethiopia, was another way to even to give the Muslims a way to prepare for to moving out completely, not only temporary, to completely move to Yathrib. And also, that was from the side of Mecca. On the side of Yathrib itself, so was Mus'ab ibn Umair when he was in Medina, and also the Muslims from Yathrib, when they came two times after they met the Prophet ﷺ, and they give the pledge, the two pledges, how to protect the Prophet and to spread the Islam, well, that was a preparation for them, and also to protect the Muslims and to protect the Prophet as they protected their women and the children. That was a way for the Yathrib group to be ready for a complete migration of the Muslims in Mecca to Medina. So now, and during this time, most of the Meccans were disbelievers. And among the Muslims, was some Muslims were hypocrites. And at that time, was to screen the Muslims who was going to move out of all what they own, leave and get nothing with them, to move to another place with nothing at all their belongings they have to leave behind. So that was not easy step to take. But of course some hypocrites will not give up such all their wealth or all what they do. So that was a way also for preparing the Muslims and to explain to them what the reward that you're going to get when they leave all what they have in Mecca to go out just by themselves. Even the Meccans, the disbelievers, they separated the family. When the man wanted to take his wife and his children, they will not let him. You cannot take your wife or children. You have to go away by yourself. So many, some Muslims, they immigrated only by themselves, leaving behind their wives and the children in Mecca. And this was a great test, and the Muslims, the strong believers, was preparing for such, just such a step. Because even Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he immigrated himself, he did not take his family with him. His daughters and his family did not go with him, and they went there later. But this was a way that the disbelievers was hurting the Meccan Muslims not to move even with their children or with their wives. So that was of course was hard on the Muslims, but for the sake of Allah, for the sake of spreading Islam at the time, they would believe strongly that whatever promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, and they want to sacrifice whatever they can for the sake of reaching that moment of spreading the oneness, the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they used to separate the husbands and the wives and the children. of course, they mentioned they took everything for the Muslim what they own. They just left alone. And there's many stories that I'm going to go through some of them in details in the future khutbahs, but the Muslims in Mecca, they went out to Medina and they move in separately, not together. And when Umar ibn Khattab was ready to migrate, he was telling the people in Mecca, whoever wants to fight with me, meet me. I am leaving. He's the only, maybe one of the few people that migrate from Mecca and announce that publicly. And that was because Umar ibn Khattab had a very strong courage, and he was not even tolerate any doing any secretly, since he believed what he's doing is right. So he did not tolerate anything to hide anything along the way. So the believers in Mecca, they moved out, and they went to Medina, and of course they have nothing. So the Muslims in Yathrib, they received them, and they stayed with them. And reached that the moment that they are all there without any money, without any wealth, without any way. So later I'm going to talk about how Prophet Muhammad ﷺ had this kind of a brotherhood between the Yathrib groups and the Muslims from Mecca. One of these great examples of the brotherhood between the Yathrib Muslims and the Meccan Muslims was Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, when he arrived there, he was being brother to one from Medina, and that person from Medina was very wealthy. And he told him, I have all this wealth is going to be between you and me, half and half. You take half and I take half. Even I am married to, I have two wives, look to whoever you like, I will divorce, and you marry, and I will have just one wife, and you take the other one. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf gave an example of how the Muslims should be all the way. When he told them, God bless you with your family, with your wealth, please show me the way to the market. He was a merchant. He was earning his living through doing business. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf was one of the wealthiest Muslims in Mecca and also in Medina. Soon after he moved to Medina, as I mentioned, he became very successful and he made a lot of wealth. And inshallah, in the future khutbah, we'll talk more in details about some of the other examples and also preparing for the migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. O Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. O Allah, do not let our hearts deviate from the truth now that we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to protect my prayer and of my descendants. Our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of the resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of majesty and honor, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companion, his family member. Praise to Allah, Lord of the creation. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن